Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, guys, so look, if you're trying to reach a larger audience, we need you guys to advertise with Rants and Gems.
We are the number one real estate podcast out here, and we have an amazing audience of people that would love to service and work with your businesses, right?
Absolutely. So we need you guys to email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. She's going to handle everything. We're going to make sure that your ads and your business get seen to the world. So email Jordana@ransomgems.com.
Let's go.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Get something to drink because we're going to have a great conversation today. My name is, again, Matt Garland. We're going to talk a little love and real estate tonight. This is Rants and Gems, the number one real estate podcast in the world. Now, my lovely co-host, Kiana Watson, is running a little bit behind. She was handling some business, teaching a class for one of her private groups. So she's going to jump into this conversation in a few minutes. But it's going to be me and you to start this off. First things first, let's pay some bills. Damn, I don't even have my book. I'm slacking, but you already know what it is. House Hackonomics, number one real estate book in the world. Go get it. Link is in my bio to get it. Everybody, hit the like button, subscribe, share, do what you got to do. Throw some gems in the comment if you're ready for tonight's episode. If you're ready for tonight's episode, we're going to talk a little love and real estate tonight. This is going to be a great conversation. Now, before I get started, let me pay some more bills real quick. InvestFest Europe. Royal Albert Hall, October 30th and 31st. Well, 31st at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Get your tickets. Go to investfest.com. Hit the Europe tab, and then you'll see your tickets. We got an all-star lineup. You guys don't want to miss it. The VIP night is going to be spectacular. We have educational series, and we have a Halloween party. It's going to be epic. You don't want to miss out. So if you've never been across the pond before, this is a perfect opportunity to go across the pond and hang with your people. All right? So let's talk a little love and real estate. Hold on. Let me try to get this thing situated the right way. Oh, what did I do? I did something wrong here. Where's Tooks when you need him? All right, let me just leave it like that. All right. So, a little love in real estate. So, if you go to my Instagram page, and make sure you guys can, let me make sure you guys can see me first and foremost. Let me go, because I was just pressing some buttons, and I don't know what the hell I was doing with my switcher. I thought I had it right, but it didn't work. Whatever. I think I'm gonna try it one more time. I'm trying to put you guys on my other screen, but this thing ain't working. Where's Tooks when you need them? All right, let's go to this. All right, I'm clear on here. Let's talk a little love and real estate. Let me share my slides. Let's talk about love and real estate. So earlier today, I put out two posts on my Instagram page. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you go to MG the Mortgage Guy and follow me over there on Instagram. But I want to show you guys a couple slides real quick. When we talk in love and real estate, because there's always a debate. Should you move in if you're not married? Should you buy a house or do a wedding? Always topic conversations in the barbershops and beauty salons. So let's go over some numbers today. But let me pull out some stats here. So let me go to this one. Love and real estate. Boom. So this is what we're talking about here. This is today's topics, right? So single women buyers are outpacing men, but not without sacrifice. So single women home buyers dropped to a recent low of 15% in 2015. But since 2015, the share of single women has risen to a recent high of 19%. In 2010, the share of single men rose to a high of 12%, but stayed in recent years between 7 and 9% of the buyers. So single women, they're outpacing men when it comes to buying homes. There's a lot of women out there that are truly independent, and they are not waiting for us guys to get our ish together. Hit the small buttons. I did hit the small buttons, Tooks. What are you talking about? So there's a lot of women out here that are just out here buying homes. They're not waiting on no man to buy a house. Rightfully so. Look, I'm a father. I have two daughters, and I'm definitely going to tell my daughters and teach them and help them buy real estate before they get married. So I'm all for this. So if you're a single woman and if you're watching this and you buying your own homes, put some gems in the comments for yourself first and foremost, because I respect that 100,000%. Kiana Watson, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, MG? MG, no, the
mortgage guy. I'm alive and blessed. You're looking as radiant and beautiful as ever. How are you tonight?
I am doing amazing. I cannot complain, you know, alive and blessed, alive and blessed. I see you out here trying to ruffle some feathers out here.
Yeah, I got them tussling tonight.
Oh, y'all ready to tussle?
Let's get them tussling. So look, let's jump you right into this, right? So I started this off with talking about single women are outpacing men with buying homes, right? Now, you as the broker extraordinaire, I'm pretty sure you're seeing this on your end too, correct?
Correct. I am. I represent more women and absolutely more women that are not in relationships, and they are purchasing property. They're purchasing commercial buildings. Like, they are not waiting for that knight in shiny armor to actually buy their properties.
No. Why would they?
They are. And what we are noticing is, you know, this is something we have to say. We don't want to talk about the fact that women right now, we are actually earning, and some women are out earning their men, and they have entrepreneurship and being able to control your own narrative and being able to run your own business. A lot of women are choosing business and their careers over marriages and over love, and they're not waiting anymore. That back in the day thought where I'm just going to wait and, you know, I don't want to intimidate my future mate by buying a property. They're no longer in that mindset. They're going to buy their property. And when someone comes along that matches them or matches where they are in their mindsets and careers, then they hold on to it. Mm. So I can tell you, you know, I'm seeing it more and more and more. And because I'm married, the women that work with me ask me questions. And it's like, you know, they're asking me questions. And the questions more is like, you know, they feel like if they are, you know, they feel like right now they have to go for what's theirs. If they wait, and I think as women, and even coming from a married woman, if I wasn't married, I would not wait to get married to purchase my property. It just wouldn't make any sense to me. It's like, you know, you're going to rent and just wait till you get married. Well, we know the statistics show that most women, especially African-American women, will never marry. Not saying that you won't, but why would you wait for that? So it is outpacing. And I think that it's okay. And I think that we have to get used to the way things are now and not stop looking at how things used to be.
Not how things used to be. Mm-hmm. It's a new day.
It's a new day. It is a new day. and women are, we're taking claim. And I think that it's okay. And I think that when you think about it, and again, I'm married, so it is what it is. Yeah, I got a whole man that loves me, but I am still all for women. And I stand for women saying that we can make our own marks. I'm not the woman that's going to sit in the back and be quiet. I'm not standing 10 feet behind you. I'm standing beside you. And most women are definitely like, listen, I'm going to focus on my career. I'm going to be great. I'm going to be a great friend. I'm going to be a great companion. However, if love finds its way to me, I am, when love does find me, they're going to find me owning property. They're going to find me running my business. And I hope that they can somehow fit into that narrative with me.
What do you say to all the guys? Because I'm glad you just said that, right? What do you say to all the guys? Because there's a lot of videos out here floating around the internet where, I don't know, it just seems like this new era of dudes just don't want a powerful, independent woman. I don't understand that. What do you have to say about that?
I want to say something that's actually...
Spicy Q, let's go. Bring her out.
It's in the private chat between me and my friends. And I feel like a lot of these guys nowadays, like, they are... I'm not saying everybody, but there are so many men that are now stepping into their femininity, and they want the women to step into their masculinity. These men have turned into lady men, and they
what you call them, lady men?
Lady men. They are passive. They, you know, they're more intimidated by the woman having their own than they are just considering, maybe I should aspire to have more. Instead of thinking about a woman, oh, she's too independent for me, how about you think, let me get more masculine for her? Let me step up my game for her. Let me be in more of my masculine energy than her. You got the men rocking around here with the Daisy Duke shorts on. Like, it's just so much going on. And I'm like, what is happening here?
What they call them shorts again? Hoochie
Daddy shorts? The men shorts. Like, what? It's like they're literally just walking into being women. And you wonder why the women are becoming such more masculine. And every woman that I speak to wants to stay in their divine femininity. They want to stay soft. But what we confuse is having a soft life with not having a career. You don't want your woman to have a career because you're absolutely intimidated by the fact that she may make more money than you and may be able to make more moves than you. And you need to step out of your feelings and not worry about that and just worry about loving your woman. That is the part. That is what most men are intimidated by, because I know a lot of women that make seven figures and they are still feminine. They still love their men. They are not trying to be a man. But men are intimidated by their presence.
Wow. You said a lot.
Because it's the truth.
You said a lot right there.
And you see, all my friends is bossy, and they are all beautiful, all very successful. And the reason that they normally are not in relationships is not them. It's the men are intimidated by them.
So hold on. So you saying it's not them? So you saying these women are making seven figures, Kiana?
They are. Well,
come on, let's keep it a buck, right?
Okay.
These women are making seven figures, right? These women are bossy, and you trying to tell me they are not the reasons they're single?
I'm trying to say that they are not the reasons they're single. Men are the reason they're single, because a lot of men are intimidated by women that literally have their own minds, have their own money. And I think because so long it was like men had to be the breadwinner. That was the only way you could show value. And I think men need to stop thinking that. And you can show value in other ways. You could be caring. You could be compassionate. You can actually be there for your woman without it just being about money.
Yeah, but what about the women who are in those positions and in those roles and they're not translating? All right, it's a time and place for them to be a boss, and it's a time and place for them to be soft. Because a lot of these women don't be soft, too, when they need to be soft, Kiana. Come on, you know it. Come on, you know it, Kiana.
I said that I'll speak on that. I'll speak on the fact that there are some times that the woman may be a little more like strong. She may not be as soft and feminine all the time. But I think that that's when men need to step more into their masculine energy. It's like, how is it that you want to be the man and you want to lead, but you mean to tell me you can't come around a strong woman, you can't come around a woman and bring out that divine femininity in her? What is it that about you that is bringing out that strong energy?
Yeah, but you also have to understand, right? Most successful men who have six figures, seven figures earning, right? Mm-hmm. They don't care about your seven figures.
They may not care.
We don't care how much money you make. We don't care if you're a boss. We don't care about, we need you to be soft for us.
You know what?
I don't care if you're independent, Mom. I need you to be soft.
Men say that all the time.
No, it's true. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking for MG right now. We don't care about your money.
Kiana, I think that most men that are seven-figure earners, they may not care that their woman makes seven figures, but they do care that their woman doesn't need them necessarily financially. And they do want, I don't care what nobody says, me and my friends, they joke about it all the time. Men love a can you get my hair and nails done type of woman. You want someone to feel like they need you. Can you help me get this car? Can you help me get my nails done? Can you help me? Help me. I don't need no help.
That's cap. That is cap, yo. That is cap. We don't want that. Are you crazy? That's cap.
That's what y'all, I promise
you. No. I promise you, no. We don't want a woman who's begging.
Well, then why the women that got it, y'all be intimidated by them then? What's
no,
the
but we don't want the women who are begging.
I can't tell because y'all end up with the women that are begging, so I cannot tell.
No. Look, the women who you are classifying as probably begging are probably the ones that are super soft and pink when we need them to be super soft and pink.
Because they have no choice.
It doesn't. No. They have a choice.
They have no choice. They better be super soft and pink. They have no job. They have no career. They have nothing going on but you. They have no choice.
No. Yes. Look. So look. A woman, she may not be making $100K, $200K a year or $1 million a year, right? She might be making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But we don't really care about that. Mm-hmm. She can still hold her own.
Right.
Right? Maybe not at certain levels. Mm-hmm. Her lifestyle can't be a certain way. But if I'm a successful man and I come into this woman's life, I'm able to help her to right. take it to another level too and help her grow.
I understand.
So what do you mean? She ain't got nothing else to do.
She has nothing else to do but what you have her do. Most successful men want a woman that doesn't have a lot going on so they can follow behind them and help you build your dreams. The reason men get intimidated, a woman can still be soft and say, hey, I'm soft, I'm feminine, I'm gonna take care of you. But the same way your calendar is booked, my calendar is booked too. Y'all don't want that. Y'all want a woman to drop, stop, and roll at any time when you are available. And that is why you end up getting with a woman that has no, they don't have their own goals.
No.
You are their goals. And that is why most rich, successful men want to end up with a woman that literally has no goals but you. You want to be their goal. So if you're their goal, then anytime you need them to stop, drop, and roll, they are available. And unfortunately, when you're dealing with a career woman, as much as like, we're going to be there for you, we're going to love you, we're going to care about you, but my calendar is also booked. So yes, you're going to London, but I'm also going to Paris. So unfortunately, you see what I'm saying? See, y'all don't like that. It's like,
Nah. So if I'm going to London, then you need to pull up. What's going on in Paris?
I was booked in Paris and they paid my booking fees. So I'm going to be over there.
Well, that's different. You get in the bag. So
no, okay, that's not, go ahead.
Successful men are okay with that.
I'm not single, baby. Married. 10 years coming in March. Because I know y'all going to like to pull that.
Talking.
Love that. Married. And my husband loved my ass.
That's a fact. Today. Shout out to Anthony.
Period. Now what?
don't pay attention to the haters in the comment right now.
I just want to make sure we're clear. I'll hold it up for you just so we're clear.
No, but what I'm saying, what I'm trying to tell you is that a successful man, A successful man doesn't need a woman that's going to just stop, drop, and roll and do all of that stuff at a time. That shit gets boring too. You don't want somebody who's like your dependent, like your child. No, what's that about?
I just can't tell. What I gather and what I see happen most of the time, you guys say that, but most men that are making a nice big income and a high living, they want women that are available to cater to them at all times. And oftentimes when they're catering to you at all times, they don't have time to cater to themselves or their own dreams or their own ambitions, because you become the dream. And that is what I'm noticing. So it's just facts. I see it. I'm married and I'm qualified to speak on facts, because I got a lot of friends that are single and they talk to me all the time. All the time. What men am I talking to? I'm around men all the time.
Yeah, yo, you in this comment. Look, it all depends, y'all. I think it all depends on the man and where he at. Because look, you have some low self-esteem dudes that's getting the bag and everything like that, and they like low self-esteem women. Then you have guys that are like kings, and they don't want a peasant. They want a queen. You know what I'm saying? So I want my queen to be moving and shaking the way she need to be moving and shaking.
How many people do you know? And this is Matt. Let's roll down your Rolodex of your male friends.
Okay.
And when you roll down your Rolodex of your male friends and they have a companion, does that companion have the time and ability to be on call for that person all the time? Or do they have their own career and their own stuff going on? Because I'm around.
They got their own careers.
Okay.
Okay. Yo, moving right along. Let's move right along. Yo, move right along.
I just said okay.
Yo, yo, I can't with your ass tonight, yo.
Cause I'm around, so you know it is what it is. Whatever. So let's just talk about this. Black women were the only group that had a higher divorce rate than marriage rate, with nearly 31 divorces per 1,000 married women aged 15 and older. And only 17.3 marriages per 1,000 unmarried women. So if you look at the ratio in the marriage rate and the divorce rate, especially for Black women in specific, like someone said, where did she get those stats from? Here are the stats. And I think that what we have to do is, I do say this, and I say this to my friends all the time. If stop waiting on Black men. Date outside your race the same way they do, so you can find your happiness. If they don't find the happiness in you and you being your full self, whether you are career driven, as long as you are a good woman and you know that you are, you know, you are providing that type of safe space for your mate, but there is something that is causing them not to want to marry you, and they want you to sacrifice who you are so they can feel more comfortable, then you should look other places.
So look, this chart says Black women, 30.8% are getting divorced.
Yeah.
And only 17% are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem, Black woman? What's going on here? Why are they getting divorced?
Well,
at the highest rate out of all the groups.
No, they're not. White people are actually at the top.
No, but that's different.
Okay.
The green is the marriage rate.
I think that with women, especially Black men and Black women, I feel like we have this culture of our expectations. It's almost like we have unrealistic expectations of our mate. And I think a lot of that comes from just not truly understanding like the dynamics of having a team, being a team in a marriage. And because we look at it in an unrealistic way, I do see that finances become the issue for most Black marriages. And right. as we shift in a culture, and I say this for men, and I'm speaking for the women, a lot of men are taught to be breadwinners and we have to do this and we have to do all of that. But then when, you know, the woman is coming into the marriage and she starts to create some type of income and they don't come together, it's like it's a part, because we're living in this society where P. Diddy just bought Carisha a Maybach with a car, right?
Yeah, Maybach truck. Yeah.
Okay, so a Maybach truck. And so then it's women that, like, and I hate to say, but mostly Black women that look at men like, well, why can't you do that for me? Well, your man is working a job like you working a job. How about you focus on coming together to build together? I think if more Black couples actually built together, then we would see a lower divorce rate.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. I think coming together is very important. I think being on the same page is very important. I think when you are in a relationship, you can't be looking at other people's relationships, especially celebrities, right? The income is different. You can't look at celebrities, D-boys, and scammers. you can't look at, that's not normal life. Athletes, I forgot athletes too. Oh, entertainers, good. The top five: entertainers, scammers, D-boys, athletes. You can't look at these people.
You can't. Right? You can't look at
their life is different, right? So I agree with you what you just said. I think a lot of women are always looking at somebody else and saying, "Yo, why can't you do this?" And then they find unhappiness. But then I also think this chart. And shout out to Jordana for putting this together for us. But this chart is kind of, to me, is like, how can you put all the blame on Black women? What did the Black men do to make the divorce happen?
Well, Black men are, and I wish we had the stats, but I do think that Black men are on this, they want to, it's the same way they're looking. The Black men should not be looking at trying to be like Diddy. Over some, you know, over 50, still dating someone in their 20s. I think that a lot of our Black men they devalue what it takes, like how important it is to have that life partner. And they want to just enjoy so long. And they don't see the value of marrying sometimes Black women. So they start dating, they date Black women and they marry outside of their race. And I think a lot of that has a lot to do with colorism. It's really deeply embedded in us, and especially with Black men, to have a certain level of colorism when it comes to the standards in the world of what is beautiful and who is what. Like, there are some men literally would say, I'm dating another woman or another race because I want my kids to have good hair. Like, that still happens. And so
that's true.
Let's not erase the superficial, the very superficial but obvious reasons that a lot of Black men start dating outside of their race.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here, okay? So what about the Black men that feel like the Black women don't give them peace? I'm playing devil's advocate. That's not me.
I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say this. There was recently an article with this white woman, and she was a model, and she stabbed her Black African boyfriend to death in Miami. Then they have videos behind the scenes where she was fighting him in the elevator and she stabbed him to death. And all he did was get on the internet and talk about how he could not wait to get a white woman and how white women were superior. Peace is not a race.
It definitely peace is.
Comes in,
com- no, and I wasn't saying that. I wasn't saying that in terms of race, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying it because I always see guys that will always say, like, yo, Black women, a reason why I go with the white woman or this woman is because of I don't get peace.
They say that. And I just, like I just said, people saw that. This white woman, blonde hair, stabbed him to death with her own hands and killed him. But we think that a white woman gives you more peace. Does that seem peaceful to you? Didn't seem peaceful to me.
Damn sure don't seem peaceful to me.
So that's my point. I think that a lot of us have to be able to say, you know what? Peace is a person. So we have to give peace to receive it. You have to come in a peaceful way. And I think that we have a communication barrier between sometimes Black women and Black men. And we need to break that barrier.
Yeah, I think peace comes within.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have in your own self, mind, body, and soul, your own spirit. It comes within. You can't get peace. You can't find happiness in a person. You got to find happiness in yourself
first.
And then once you're happy, then anybody you're around, that energy is automatically going to be happy, happy times. You know what I'm saying? So I think when I hear men talk like that, I'm like, yo, what are you really talking about? You're just miserable. It's not the women, it's you. And I think that's accountability also.
That's accountability. You know, I think it's accountability. And I think it's a lot to do with, like I said, we need to get out of these old fashioned gender roles and really like look at each other for what we are and how we can benefit each other when we come together as united force. We are so much better together. But we have to first see it that way. We have to first acknowledge the fact that we are better together and that we're not living off of Instagram in this non-reality world. Life is not taking trips to Paris and shopping every day. And sometimes your life with your mate is going to look like sitting down and talking about a budget and having the tough conversations about your future. And we are too busy living in fantasy world to see that.
Agreed. So shout out to Shara. With the super chat, she says, boss chick is masculine and self-defeating. Keep that energy at work, not in marriage. She's saying she's married 12 years and counting.
Yep.
Okay. I agree with that. It's a time and place for everything, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
Even for men.
I agree. Especially for the men. I think that sometimes we forget that they get into their energies and focusing on things they have going on, but you also have to come home. It's a two-way street. The women have to be happy and so do the men. So you have to release yourself of your daily stresses to come and just be there for your woman.
I agree with that 1,000%. So let's talk about this wedding, because this whole conversation is about love and real estate. So we first half of this conversation, we were talking about some love and a back and forth. We got to start talking more about that because I think it's very important. That we talk about relationships, because relationships is part of real estate.
Yeah.
You and I both deal with couples, married, unmarried, all day long. So we're qualified to talk about this stuff. So let's talk about, should you buy, if your husband said to you, or your fiance said to you that, hey, you want a wedding or a house, which one? But I wanted to bring up this stat, right? Because I put out that post today and it's like 2,000 comments already in like 6 hours.
Yeah, they feel a way about that.
Yeah, they said 2 weeks after your proposal, he asked, do you want a big wedding or a house, right? And I wanted to pull up the stat again. Shout out to Jordana. It said the average wedding cost in 2021 is about $20,000. Right. So, audience, I asked you that question too. If you got proposed, ladies, this is for the ladies, and your man, your fiance says you want a house or a wedding, what do you want?
I want to see what they say in the chat. While they're looking it up in the chat, I just want to say this. I think that, you know, a lot of people are going to say they want both. And I'm going to tell you my immediate reaction, my jerk reaction right now where I am in my life today. I'm going to say we can do both, right? However, I will say when I look back at even my personal wedding and I can go back to buying property and all that stuff, I don't regret my wedding at all. And I do think that it's okay if you don't want a big wedding. It's okay if you want the property first. It's okay. And I think we're learning more about financial literacy and being responsible adults here. And I think that you should, if you know your finances and you know what situation you're in, and you know that this is a better move for where you are, buy the house. Buy the house.
So I think everything is all on your wage, right? Yeah. I think we have to act our wage at all times. And I think, especially in the Black community, we tend not to act our wage.
Oh, yeah.
We tend to want to keep up with the Joneses on everything that we're doing. So if you're in a position, a financial position to do both, I'm all for doing both. I've never been married. I haven't had a wedding. But one day in my life, God willing, I will have a wedding, right? I will get married. So I can't speak to the marriage and the wedding part of it. You know what I'm saying? But I know plenty of people who got married and some regret it and say they wish they would have bought a house instead or did something else with the money. And I know a lot of people that cherish their wedding because it was just a beautiful day. And I even went in my own comments and because a lot of the women was like house, 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 house. Only like a handful was like both of them. Right.
Because we're in a different era. You know what I mean? Like we are in a different era. And that is what's so beautiful about this question. We're in a different day and time where we have so much financial literacy on the forefront. And women want to be such a helpmate to their husbands that in their future husbands that they're like, let's get the house, baby. Let's get the house and have a gathering for our family later because they understand that ownership is going to set their marriage up on a good foundation. So you're not walking into debt. You're walking into a marriage where you're walking right into an asset and not just having a liability. So I personally think that so many other, like we are just in a different era right now. And most women, they had to choose, especially the ones that are going to get married, would 100% choose the house. If I had to go back, because I've been married now, it'd be 10 years in March. If I had to go back and really think of, if I had the knowledge today, like right now at this moment that I have today, I would have probably chose, if I had to make a choice, I would have chose the house.
So, you know, it's so crazy. So I put the poll on my Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And I gave three choices. I said wedding, house, or both of them. No one chose the wedding. 79% said the house and 21% said both of them.
Yeah.
Look, I'm
that is the financial literacy. We are in a wave of everyone is now educated about how important financial literacy is. And I would think any person that's prepared to be a helpmate and a life mate with someone, that means that we're building a life together, would make the most fiscally responsible answer at the beginning, which would be the house.
No, I agree with that. I would always, because look, that chart, and I took it down, but it said $20,000 is the average cost. We know damn well that shit means $30,000.
40, 50.
Maybe 50, depending on how fly.
A wedding?
Yeah. Oh.
Let me tell you something.
Might be 50.
$100,000. No, listen, these weddings.
These weddings are absolutely insane.
They are insane.
So I probably would tell people, if you can't afford the wedding, go with the house 100,000%. Me personally, I would say divide and conquer. I would say while you're not married, you both go buy multifamilies, divide and conquer, and house hack. Shameless plug.
Oh my gosh.
house hack. Don't worry, your birthday coming soon. Book coming soon next week. Right? You'll be able to do that. Right? So I would say house hack your life away while you're not married. Why you still probably living in separate homes, build a portfolio so that way by the time you get married, you can buy your dream house and probably have your dream wedding because you got cash flow coming in.
Okay. That's a good perspective. Either or, I don't think any.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One is wrong, but I do think that most people are choosing the house, but I got to play the devil's advocate because I talk to these women.
They want the wedding.
Y'all want the wedding. Y'all
they just want the wedding.
The socially acceptable answer is the house.
Yeah.
But y'all want the wedding. Because I see these weddings. My friend has an event planning company. I go to these events. I see it. You want the wedding.
Let me tell you something. It's 2,000 comments in there, and all these women like house. I'm like, you a damn lie. You know damn well if your man had it, right? Or your daddy had it, because the daddy's supposed to pay for the wedding traditionally, right? But if they had it to where you can get both of them, you're going to do both. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, me personally. But if you can't afford it, then you got to pick the asset over that liability, because you know the people coming to your wedding ain't giving you good gifts anyway.
Oh, you know, there's always something going on with these wedding gifts. I saw something and it was basically the people was like, don't bring us no flowers or no chocolates. Give us money when you come to our wedding. The gift is money. That's it. You come to our wedding, you should be gifting us money. And I think that that's a good approach too, to people that come to your wedding. But no matter how you look at it, I do believe that women do want a marriage. I can't, and they do want a wedding. I don't see you guys not wanting some type of wedding at all. But would you choose the house? Okay, choose the house. But I think that you'll probably still want a wedding or of sorts. Whether it's a huge wedding, whether it's something in the backyard of the house that you just purchased, most times I can see a woman wanting a wedding.
Now, look, I'm all for the backyard weddings if you got a big enough backyard. And in all honesty, you don't even need a big wedding. It could just be your loved ones, your parents.
Yeah,
but I'm cool if you want to have a ceremony. You don't have to spend $50,000 to have a nice ceremony. Now, if you got it, then do whatever you want to do, if you can afford it. But I would highly recommend our audience, if you can, go ahead and get the house. And maybe you just go on a dope-ass honeymoon. Like, go to a courthouse and go on a honeymoon.
They literally opted out of a wedding and literally was planning a wedding and they just stopped, got married, and used all the money they was going to use on the wedding, and they went on like a world tour together.
Yeah, I had several clients that did that. They brought their house, they saved that wedding money. And they went like 2-3 weeks, was gone, living la vida loca. Yo, let's bring some people on. All right, y'all. So I put the link in the comments.
Let's see who wants to tussle today.
Who wants to tussle? What's your opinion? We talking love and real estate or rants and gems. Me and Kiana, we've been rambling for 40 minutes on our opinions. We want y'all to come on. The link is in the chat. Click on it. Come on. Make sure your lighting is cool. Your camera is on if you want to come on here. And, you know, let's make it happen. Let's see if we got some good questions. Are you tussling in these comments? You seeing anything is good?
Oh, it's plenty of tussling. You can pull them.
It's definitely tussling. Listen, it depends on the angle. I definitely want to see. Look, Chelsea Williams, she definitely wants a wedding.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, Chelsea. Okay. I feel you, sis.
I'm not mad at you. And it's Luli Nanny. Don't even ask about MG status, please. Thank you very much. That is for another day. Let's not even talk about that on Rants and Gems, please. Look, Jazzy B, I love every minute of my small wedding. My husband already had a townhome, so when we moved in together, I brought the investment house.
See?
Smart.
But see, you had a wedding. That's the point, Jazzy. You had a wedding. I think a lot of women that are saying, I just take the house and no wedding. You're going to want something. I don't know what, you know, but it doesn't have to be a huge wedding, but you're going to want something to signify your marriage.
Yeah. No. 100% facts. Let's see. Any other good comments ahead? Let me hide that one. I think that's a good one. Love my new book. Thank you. All right, y'all being shot tonight? Y'all ain't trying to come on? Usually y'all be breaking down the studio trying to get on here.
They don't want to say nothing.
Okay, we're going to read the comments then. We had a wedding and paid $5,000 cash for the wedding. There you have it.
That's good. That's really good. That means that you actually were responsible and you still have enough to go buy the house. Now, I had a big wedding. 175 people cost less than $7,000.
How?
Budget, and it was hella fun. Did y'all eat?
Yeah, what did y'all eat?
Did you eat? not even the venue. The food is the first thing I thought. Did you eat? Did y'all eat?
What did y'all drink? Water?
For Teresa.
Like, what did y'all drink? Water, Teresa, you need to come online because I got questions for you now.
Like, did y'all eat? Were there drinks?
How you have a wedding for 175 people for $7,000?
I'm at a loss for words. There was no food.
There could have been no food. There's no way.
Snacks.
It's fruit snacks.
Because the way they charge per plate, baby.
Nah, the plates are $200 a person.
Right. Right. Wait a minute. This is what someone said. I can't bring them on because I don't have the control.
Well,
he said, black men are the prize. Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
I told you, Anthony wants to tussle. And this ain't my husband, Anthony. This is somebody else.
He said, black men want to tussle. Black men are the prize. I agree with that. I ain't going to hold you up.
I think
black men, we are kings, Kiana. We are kings. We need to be treated as such. We are kings.
Can I tell you something? And this is the first thing I thought about. That is the problem. These black men want to be ladies so bad. Like, y'all want to be the one that's chased after and desired. Your job is to be the masculine one. And your job is to show women how desirable they are. And then women come back and reciprocate. That's why the gender roles are messed up.
But hold on.
Women come chasing behind y'all and tell y'all how beautiful y'all are today.
Hold on. Let me defend my men right now. Hold on. Hold on, Kiana. You're going too far with this one now. Right? You're a little spicy tonight, all right?
Hold on. The ladies agree with me. The ladies agree.
So, yes, I agree with you. The man is supposed to court. The man is supposed to show and set the tone, control the thermostat, right? But it's also the women's job to let it be known that the courting is working and reciprocating it back 100%. Some of y'all women don't do that. You know that because y'all want to be a boss. Oh, I can't let this nigga know I like him.
That's not it.
That
y'all
is.
Y'all want the women to chase behind y'all.
Because y'all sometimes want you know, but sometimes you do, though.
How are you doing today?
No, sometimes you do, though.
Good morning, my beautiful king.
No, sometimes the woman has to chase after the man, too. What's wrong with a woman showing that, yo, look, he's pursuing me, so let me pursue him, too. What's wrong with that?
I said the pursuit of each other is one thing, but that's what I'm noticing and what my single friends are telling me. These men want them to chase them. Good morning, my beautiful king. They want so bad.
No,
I'm not taking it back because there's too many of them that say it. Then I read the evidence. I see the evidence. I say, yeah.
But what's wrong with a woman showing her king love? What's wrong with that?
You should get the love, but y'all forget that you guys are
y'all.
You are supposed to chase. Like the last time I checked, the sperm chases the egg, not the other way around.
That is
y'all
a fact.
The whole thing around.
I don't know about these men you're speaking of. Maybe I don't know what type of men your friends are dealing with. I don't understand what's happening here.
Noelle is laughing. She said, hello, my beautiful king.
Yo, I ain't got no water with me tonight. Chill, kid. You're making me choke.
And everybody agrees. So it is what it is. I know I see it.
Women, y'all need to understand it's a lot of competition out here, women. Women, it's a lot of competition out here. If your man treating you good, you better show that shit back because there's too many options out here.
I did not show it back. Y'all want women to chase behind y'all all day. Good morning, my beautiful king. How are you doing today? You looking rather saucy. I see that hairline is really crispy.
Yo, I can't with your ass, yo. Let me bring on Shayna right now.
Don't lie, boo.
Shayna, what's up, man? What
hey,
we got going on today?
Good. So I was just asking my man Kumba. I was just talking to my man and asking him about this. Who supposed to chase who, boo? This is my boo. Who supposed to chase who?
The woman. The man chased the woman.
The man supposed to chase the woman because he definitely chased me.
That's my point. That's my point.
And that's all good, King. But hold on, put King back on. Hold on.
King back on. They chase them. They do.
Bro. And now you chasing. Now she gotta reciprocate it back though, because if she don't, you're gonna be like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Ain't no secret. Yeah. Ain't no secret in that. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Oh.
Look, Charles said he lost it. Let me explain. I do think that a lot of men you know, literally. And I've been watching this. Dynamics have shifted. And because the dynamics are shifty, these men are getting just a little bit ladylike. And if you want your women to maintain their feminine aura, then you need to step it up a little bit. Bring your masculine energy back. You guys are you are supposed to be chased. You're supposed to be that king. Show me some king men like, you know, behavior, and stop walking around in these hoochie daddy shorts talking about you want a woman to chase behind you like you a lady.
Woo! Oh, Shannon, what you got to say? Talk to us. Okay, love and real estate. Love and real estate. Talk to us.
Okay, so I feel like the man is supposed to chase the woman. Once he get that woman, she got to show him, you know what I'm saying, why he chased her. Like, she has to show him why she was worth that chase. Like, all that. Basically, that's what that's just what I think. Like, she has to show him why she was worth that chase. Like, she has to know how to keep him. And what me and my boyfriend always talk about is, you know, just supporting each other, being there for each other. It's always going to be ups and downs in a relationship, but as long as you're there to support each other, then you can work through anything.
And I agree with you. Jordana just made a really big point, and she said, can we talk about how men do not want women owning property because they feel like that will make them too independent?
What do you feel about that, Shana? What's your opinion on that?
No, I feel like it just depends on what type of man you have, because my man supports me 100% with everything that I do. And he's all like, he'll tell you himself. I always talk to him about real estate, investing and everything. And he does not believe that. Because matter of fact, when I first met him, I already had a house, and he had no problem with being there, being the dominant one, being the man of the house. And I'm already bought this house, and now he's on the verge of purchasing his own property. So I think that it just depends on who you with, who you talking to, and y'all perspective on life. Our perspective is to always better ourselves so we can better each other.
I think that's a really good perspective. I think that's a really good perspective, and congrats to you and your man. I'm glad he came on here and said what he said. It makes sense. I think that, you know, I just don't think that women as a whole should be waiting. Do not wait until marriage to buy your property. We can circle back to the main topic. I don't think that men are not going to think twice about buying a house waiting for the right woman.
So Shana, so I put out a post. It was a remix I did on Instagram today for a reel from some guy put out, and he was telling men that men should never move into a woman's home because she's going to try to control him and take over his life, basically, right? Do you agree with that? Because you just said you purchased your home, and I'm assuming your man moved in with you, correct? Mm-hmm. Did you try to take over his life and control him?
No, I don't. I don't try to take control over everything. At least I don't think I do. He went into the other room, so I can't even ask him now. But he did move in with me, but I still respect him as the man of the house. He's still the man of the house, regardless if his name's on the lease or not. Like, he is the man, like, point blank, period. So, no, I don't try to control him. And he's a man. He's not one of the men that goes around wearing hoochie daddy shorts, because that's what they're called. He's a man. So I feel like you have to be a man in order to get that respect from a woman, period. Like, if you run around acting like a female, then a female gonna treat you like another female. You have to be a man, period. And that's what he is, so... No, I don't try to control him.
I'm happy for you, sis. I'm happy for y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's bring on Chelsea. Chelsea, what you got
going
on?
Oh, hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I have tenants moving out, so I'm in here getting my little cleaning bucket together because we heading down this weekend to get this house together.
I love it. So talk to me. Tell me about this. First of all, You see this question on the screen. It says, can we talk about the fact that some Black women don't want to buy homes because men don't want them to be too independent? Now, you say you're cleaning out investment property right now, right? Are you married?
Yes. I'm not.
You're not married?
No.
So you're single?
I'm single.
And how many properties are you on?
This is my first one. I bought a duplex in April.
Congratulations to you, sis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, do you agree with this? Do you think some of the men, and if you're out there dating and stuff like that, they don't want you to have your own?
Well, yes. And I kind of say that sometimes. I'm like, okay, they look at you and they're intimidated, or they're like, we got to play catch up. And then they start competing instead of trying to partner. And it's just weird. It's like, why are all these men trying to compete with women? Like, we can partner, baby, but it's just crazy out here trying to date or trying to uplift someone. But then I think a really big thing of it is everybody is not meant to be your partner. And so honestly, if they don't have the same mindset as you, you really just need to keep going. Because I think we really try and pressure people into being our partners and they not it. And it's time to keep going. So that's what I'm trying to do. Like, okay, if you don't see my vision, then we good. If I'm thinking too big, okay, we got to keep moving. Because ain't no man I'm dating right now talking about, let me come to the property, let me help you clean up, let me mow the grass, let me change the toilets, let me do this stuff. So y'all automatically like, hell no.
Go ahead, Kiana. I know you got a lot to say to this.
I'm going to keep it to myself. All I was just saying is because a lot of them, like, I'm telling you, like, I think it's true. I see it on so many posts. A lot of men are just getting into that. They're getting into their soft life. They don't want to. These men want to walk around with a soft life. They don't want to help women. They don't want to mow the grass. They don't want to take out the trash.
I'm like, I got two toilets that need to be changed. I got grass that needs to be mowed. I got a doorbell that needs to be changed. And everybody's still talking about, what you doing? Good morning. Good morning. What are you doing?
Like, exactly. Exactly.
So you're trying to say all these dudes that's in your text talking about good morning, good morning, good morning. Nobody trying to partner. Nobody trying to say, all right, babe, let's go get some more property.
I hope it all works out for you, queen. That's what they say. Hope the weekend goes good. Like, it's going to go good. It's going to go real good. Like, hope it works out. And then at the end of the night, how did everything go? How did it all go? Like, was it supposed to go bad? Was I not supposed to do what needed to be done? And then if you were concerned,
I'll work out for you, queen. See, that right there, that's what I'm talking about.
It's ridiculous.
I hope
and women have no problem being soft. Like, let's just cut this narrative. Like, y'all push that so much. Like, women don't want to be soft. Cut that out. Like, no, don't no woman want to come home and not have somebody throw her leg on. Like, y'all tripping. Y'all just don't be wanting to step up to this plate or think bigger. And then when we push y'all to think bigger, it's a nag. We're not nagging. We're just trying to get you to work into your full potential. A king can really only be a king at his full potential with a queen. But y'all out here listening to your single homies on what a woman's supposed to be like. You single, you single, you single, you single, you single. None of y'all have homes. None of y'all, all y'all co-parenting or whatever the case. But then you're trying to tell your woman that she's not good enough or she think it too big. Like, obviously you think it real small. How does single help single?
Hold on. I got to bring a guy in this. Hold on. Let me bring in Lucky. Lucky, you're on the show. Talk to us, Lucky. You hearing this?
Yeah, I've been hearing it, man. I got a few different opinions on a lot of things. You know, I don't know what males y'all been talking to that y'all keep labeling as men. But when it comes to the young lady who said, you know, the guy's like, I hope it work out for you, queen. How deep are y'all? Like, if it's y'all only been talking superficial, I'm probably not going to jump out there to help you. I got my own shit going on, too. You know what I mean? You got people that are fathers, things of that nature. Now, if me and her kind of deep, yeah. You ain't going to see nothing but elbows with me right next to her, helping her get her stuff together. If we superficial, you can't expect that of me like I can't expect anything of you.
Great point, Lucky. Great point. Okay. What do you got to say to that, Chelsea?
But hold on, one more thing.
Go ahead, Lucky.
Okay. Unfortunately, because me and my friends at work, we had this conversation all the time. A lot of women do expect to come through the door and be put on a particular pedestal that they have not quite earned yet. And then they want to say, well, he not being the man, this, that, and the other. No, you just have not earned that spot that you think you should be sitting on yet.
Mm. Talk to him, King. What do you got to say to that, Chelsea?
I want to make sure he finished his whole sentence before I comment.
Okay.
No, I'm done with that.
I agree with Lucky on this one.
I'm glad you agree. Chelsea, you go ahead because I'm going to come last.
Okay. I think it all circles back to just remembering that everyone's not supposed to be your partner. And then I agree, like, everybody's not going to jump to it. Everybody's not going to jump to you. But half the time, Black women don't really know, like, am I just important? Am I special? I mean, you making me feel special. I feel like I'm special. Like, okay, even the person I'm referencing, okay, maybe we're talking over a year or we've been chit-chatting and then you're not trying to help. It's just like, okay, at what point, and then obviously you have to know your partner, you have to know what's going on, but at what point do I say this is no longer serving me because you're not helping me? Like, I need you to leave.
Whenever you're
ready.
Tell
me what's going on. But not all Black men are thinking like that. Again, it's the blind leading the blind. And it's no problem being soft for you. It's no problem doing all these things for you. But a lot of Black men really don't want to be in relationships because they just don't want to be in relationships. They just want to be out for the street.
I disagree. So, I disagree.
I'm really lucky.
I think a lot of men do want to be in relationships. It's, man, just like it's hard, and I sympathize with what all the women are saying. It's hard finding whatever you feel is a good man. It's the same for us. Like, it's hard out here. But men, it's not that we don't want to be in relationships. It's hard finding what you're looking for. Like y'all said, finding somebody that's on the same mental plane as you, it's just hard, man. Like, and we really do kind of get a bad rap a lot of times. Like, I don't know what y'all be expecting from us.
I can say this, Lucky, and I respect your opinion, and I heard what you said, but there is something that stood out to me. I do understand that everybody has to find that perfect mate, the person that fits with them. But you said these women want to walk in on a pedestal that they haven't earned yet. Yet and still, you men want to walk into a room and be called, "Good morning, my beautiful king," yet you have yet to earn it. So then
on the first date,
each side earned the respect of just being acknowledged for the kings and queens that we are. What does it take?
It'd be a little deeper than that. It'd be a little deeper than that when I say an unrealistic pedestal. Like, it's trust me, we have a lot of debates here at my job about it. And I'm pretty sure some of y'all listen. What up, though?
What up, though?
it really be an unrealistic expectation. Like, okay, prime example, and there's something y'all spoke on. A lot of women feel like, oh, a man is supposed to pay the bills, a man is supposed to do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, when it comes to holding down the household and the finances. And I work a pretty good job. We make a nice amount of money. And I said, okay, if y'all are married and your husband is paying all the bills, when y'all got that mortgage, they base that mortgage off what you make and what he make. And we live in Detroit. We make a nice little pretty penny here doing what we do. So if he has the same job as you, that mortgage is going to be based on a financial scale that's twice as much as he makes, and he's paying the car notes, and he's paying the groceries. It's kind of financially unrealistic for him. It's only putting him at a disadvantage. Why your money is your money and his money is our money? No, that's not realistic.
I agree. I think that's the conversation that we were having earlier. And we can't just blame social media, but I think it's unrealistic expectations of the gender roles and how things should go. But I also think that men could also act their wage, right? So you can't act like Diddy, where Diddy out here doing $250,000 shopping sprees and then act like that, but then come home and say, "Let's go have." Treat me different.
And everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is true. But like y'all said, you can't compare yourself to the D-boys, the entertainers, and this, that, and the other. Yeah. But in all actuality, we still are competing with them, as well as social media. Because people do get on social media, whether consciously or subconsciously, they want to live that life that appeals to them.
I agree. Look,
I think that's why it has to be some leadership in your relationship and some realistic expectations set and boundaries of what you both want in a relationship. You see what I mean? Exactly. I think that's, and I can agree on both ends. I think that it happens on both sides. But that's why this conversation is so good to have, because women are listening. And maybe it's not always the women, but it's not always just the women either. It's the men and the women.
It is.
Both roles have unrealistic expectations of what should happen.
Both roles need to act their wage.
True.
Man, I love that expression. I'm definitely still in that.
Yeah. Right. But look, we appreciate y'all both coming on the show tonight. Thank you, Chelsea and Lucky.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chelsea and Lucky.
Look, I agree with you on that.
That's some good points.
Good points, but I think everybody needs to act their wage when it comes to this love and real estate thing, right? Whether you rent an apartment together, whether you out here buying real estate together, if one person can't afford all the bills, and if they're not really getting it like that, then you should not have an expectation. You should split it 50-50, especially if everybody's name is on the mortgage or deed or whatever. But ultimately, I do believe as a man, and this is just me personally, a man is supposed to hold it down regardless, right? But at your wage. That's what I'm going to say on that.
Same time.
I don't believe a woman should pay no bills, me personally.
Look, they about to shoot their shot in the comments. I see them.
No, I'm just keeping it real. Like, no,
I know you think like that. I know that you feel like that for real.
I feel like that in real life. Like, if you go out with me, like, you woman, no, you don't supposed to pay for nothing. Like, why?
No, I know that you're like that. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And I think really having this conversation, what it brings about is it's okay to walk. If you're walking into a marriage and you know you have two choices, and let's just say you only got $25,000 to your name and you own no property and you have a choice, wedding or house, choose the house.
All day, choose the house. All day long, choose the house. Choose the house. Don't choose the wedding. The wedding can wait. You can go to the courthouse and have a barbecue as your reception. Like homegirl, she had 175 people for $7,000. I don't know how she did that, but
she was trying to tell us in the comments, but the comments then went crazy. She tried to break it down.
They definitely.
We have a good question. Aristan Worthy has a really good real estate question.
Where's that at?
Go up to 9:09 p.m.
9:09. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you read that. That's too much.
How would you get your spouse or significant other interested or to see the value of real estate, like getting rentals and getting and using it to buy the dream house? Me and my significant others have houses already.
How would you get your spouse or significant other interested or to see the value of real estate? I think you got to incorporate them in what you're doing.
Yeah, I think we got to get involved in it.
Yeah.
Well, people are only interested in what is interesting to them. So what part of that is that the life plan? Is that your retirement plan? Like what part of that is going to make it interesting to your significant other and point that part out? That's how you get other people interested.
No, I agree with that. You got to get whoever your significant other, your wife, your man, whatever it is. If you want them involved in your thing, you gotta hold their hand. You gotta teach them. You gotta make it digestible for them. You gotta make it interesting for them. You know what I'm saying? You gotta speak their language. You gotta communicate your language to that audience so that way they truly understand. And then after a while, they'll catch on.
Correct.
I've seen it happen all the time with women. Hated real estate, but now they just buying properties left and right.
Correct.
You know? Hold on. Prime time.
Prime time.
He said, I don't believe that narrative. Women shouldn't pay. Should be continued to be pushed because times have changed.
So what should they pay for prime time? And this is a real question, because I do think that women should pay. I do think that women can do things, but I think specifically Matt was talking about like the bulk of things. Like if I'm taking you out for a night out, I'm paying for it. If I'm taking you to a nice restaurant, I'm paying for it. Do you want your woman to pay half at the dinner? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think just keeping it real estate. And because this topic is love and real estate, if you are married or even shacking up with someone, I feel as the man controls the thermostat in the house, right? And if the man can afford to pay the bills, all of them, then he should, right? But if the man can't, then you have to act your wage, and then the woman has to give her part, whether it's 25%, 50%, 60-40, that's on you guys to work that out, right? There was the time in my life where I couldn't pay all the bills. You know what I'm saying? But I had to have help. It is what it is. But, you know, life is different now. So women shouldn't pay. So as you grow in life, like, I just think you elevate, you start growing, and mentally and maturely too, you just start saying, like, you know what? If I got it, then if I'm with somebody, then why should that person have to pay bills if they with me? I think that's ghetto.
So, Primetime, you are entitled to your opinion.
But everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I think that I do think this is a good topic, though, because I do feel like most people, you know, women specifically, I'm shocked and I'm proud of us. I'm proud of the women that chose the house over the wedding. That says that we actually are at the forefront of buying homes. So I'm not surprised that we made the fiscally responsible decision to buy the house instead of having the wedding.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. This wasn't the comment I was looking for. There was another comment up here. That was good.
I like that one, though.
What's it say? Men that don't make real money think women should pay. Stay single then. Jesus. Damn.
Yeah, not tonight. Y'all.
DeMario Norton to jeez.
Daniel H is funny. His is at 9:15. He said, I am in the process of buying and building a home in Dallas. I tell women, you paying in my house at least groceries, electricity, and have every streaming platform in 4K.
I'm mad at that though, right? Again, look. He's building the house, and if he got a woman and she's going to live with him, yo, if I'm handling the mortgage, the cars, and everything like that, at least you could pay for the streaming services and the groceries and electricity. I understand that. I get that, and it's okay. That's okay, yo. Babe, I'm going to take care of the bulk. You take care of the utilities.
Listen.
But you got to figure that out on your own.
What I've learned from being married for 10 years and understanding what happens in your house is in your house.
Facts.
Do what works for you in your situation. Do what works for you in your marriage and your relationship. Okay.
Facts. I agree. Arthur, please make this a regular topic. Why? Because they are the two most valuable things in life for wealth. Thus, can be very complicated. So we need to normalize and communicate how these two things intertwine daily. I agree with that. That's why I wanted to have this topic tonight. I think we should have regular conversations about love and real estate because we're dealing with couples every day and not everyday transactional businesses. And these things come up. These topics come up. People have different opinions. And you have a lot of things floating around the internet, good or bad, whether you agree or disagree. Everybody's entitled to their opinions, and these are just our opinions. So don't sit here and try to like kill us in the comments and nothing like that. But it is what it is. Yeah. All right. I think I'm good with this show tonight.
Me too.
I think if y'all found value out of the show tonight, throw some gems in the comments, please. Love and real estate. I think this was a good topic. Maybe we'll circle back in this in a couple weeks and talk some more love and real estate. What's your final thoughts on this topic, Kiana?
My final thoughts are, I am happy to see, based on your poll and your knowledge, that there are women that are choosing the house before the big wedding. That goes to show that most of us are interested in the love and the companionship of marriage, and then we want to start off on a good foundation, a solid foundation, a generational wealth building foundation. And for that, I am proud of us. And for those that want both, I think there's nothing wrong with having both. But I think we also have to shift our mindsets and let's focus on the fact that if you are okay with getting both, get both. But if you had to make a choice, choose the house. That's my final word.
Yeah, I agree with that. Choose the house over a wedding any day of the week. Act your wage when it comes to these sorts of things. Especially when it comes to real estate, always act your wage. If you're going to shack up together, have a plan of action. Be very clear about who's doing what before you go to a closing table, because that's very important. Whether you're together, a boyfriend and girlfriend, or married, it doesn't matter. You got to have clarity on whose roles and what responsibilities when it comes to the finances, because divorce rates and people break up all the time, and you need to have a clear, all right, if we do break up, if we're not married, all right, what's this exit going to look like? And I think you got to start discussing that stuff up front. So that way, if you do break up, you have a clear plan and nobody is aggy at the other person. But most importantly, act your wage. Act your wage. If you can't, if you cannot, you gotta pay the cost to be the boss.
Agreed.
At the end of the day. So if you want to be a boss, you want to be a king, sometimes you're going to have to pay a little bit more. And if you want a queen, she's going to be worth it at the end of the day.
That's right. So,
this is Therese. She said this is how she paid for the 7K wedding.
She broke it down.
She broke it down. I love it. It worked out for you, queen. Congratulations. All right. I'm good with this. I appreciate y'all for joining us tonight. This was a good episode. We ran a little bit longer than expected, an hour and 15 minutes, but oh well, it was fun. Shout out to all our guests that came on. We love bringing you guys on the show. Make sure y'all listen to this on audio. Download, leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts at. And yeah, if you want to advertise with Rants and Gems, email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. And yeah, next week is Kiana's birthday. So make sure y'all show Kiana a lot of love next week because the queen has a special day. And buy her book.
Buy the book. And my book I have it on my forehead, y'all.
Buy the book.
And thank you guys for tuning in to Rants and Gems. We had a great episode. I think this was different, but thank you guys for hanging in there with us. I think that it's important for us to have these conversations and mix it up a little bit, you know?
That's why I said in the group text, let's have some fun tonight.
Yeah, let's just have some
fun. I feel like we're always serious.
It's so serious, like real estate.
Yeah.
Interest rates.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to just have a little fun with it here and there and just talk about some topics. And we brought it back to real estate, but still enjoy, you know, these are real dynamics. Relationships and real estates are real dynamics that we see it in the news all the time. So
absolutely.
Good conversation.
To be continued, y'all. All right. Like, comment, share, subscribe, send us out to 10 friends, leave some comments. And yeah, we can't wait to see y'all next week.
See you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Whew. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.